Of course. Listen, I'm going to cut you off because this is an irritating question to me. All right? And I'll tell you why. And not you personally, but of course we're going to talk about that. But, you know, the reality is we always talk about that. We always talk about that. And that's oftentimes the only thing we talk about in terms of the Farm Bill. And the result is what we see, a decline in rural America. You got to expand the conversation. There's going to be conversation about, you know, the safety net and how we manage risk. I mean, the chairman, Peterson, has a very clear idea of where he wants to go in terms of risk, and we want to be supportive of him and provide technical assistance. But the reality is that if that's all you talk about, then you're going to get a very narrowly defined bill which focuses on the 2.2 million people who farm, but doesn't focus on the opportunity for the other 48 to 58 million people who live in rural America. And without those folks, we don't necessarily have the value system that I'm talking about. So it seems to me, and when you look at how many of those farm families need off-farm income, you have got to also be cognizant of creating economic opportunity, because part of the safety net, part of risk management, is off-farm income, which we never talk about. We talk about crop insurance. We talk about direct payments. We talk about countercyclical payments. How many people do you think will talk about that? Every member of that committee will talk about that. But who's going to talk about the off-farm income opportunities, which is, for many families, a critical component and even more critical than some of the other safety nets? I mean, if you're getting a $4,000 check from a direct payment, that's not going to keep your operation. That's not going to pay your health care bill. But if you got a job that pays $30,000, $40,000, and it's got benefits, now all of a sudden you can hang on to that 100, 200 acre operation. You can actually make ends meet. You can actually give your children an opportunity to continue farming. So to me, what we have to do is we have to expand the conversation, and we also have to link it to our urban and suburban friends. If all we talk about is the safety net, then all people outside of rural America think about the Farm Bill is it's a bunch of subsidies for farmers. And aren't we tired of that conversation? Wouldn't we prefer to have a conversation where people focused on the quality of what these folks do for us every day, a recognition of the fact that we have the most affordable food in the world? I mean, all of us are so, you know, what do you do with the extra 10 to 15% of your take-home pay that you have because you don't live in a country where you have to spend 20 to 25 or 30% of your take-home pay for food? What do you do with your extra 15, 20%? We ought to be asking every city dweller, every suburban dweller, what are you doing with that money? You know, so, folks, you need to be aware of that. If we have continued shrinking populations, continued educational challenges, continued consolidation, we're just going to have fewer and fewer and fewer people living in rural America. And folks, you all work for radio stations and papers, right? So do you not have to have people listening to your radio show and advertising? And isn't that how you kind of, if you got fewer people, are you going to have more advertising or less advertising? So to me, you know, the fact that we don't specifically talk about it doesn't mean that it isn't going to be talked about, and we will talk about it. We'll provide plenty of information about those issues. But if that's all we talk about, then I think we have a very limited conversation, and I think we do a great disservice to production agriculture, and we do a great disservice to those folks who live in rural America.